guys. I am Rosie.
And I am Pablo. And together, we are the Villarreals.
Yes.
Villarreals. Say it.
No.
Say it.
Villarreal.
I love you. I love you so much. Can't roll your R's.
I can, actually.
You can't say, you can't even say your own last name.
I can't, see?
Wait, what was that?
Welcome to episode 2.
Pause.
It had to be 420.
Pause.
Oh, that was a period.
Oh, period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the title of today's episode is, it had to be 420 because that's when Enzo was born.
Yeah, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about getting ready for delivering, yeah, and him coming into this world, right?
Yeah, basically. So, like, you know, how we prepared,
yeah,
like, pre-hospital, then, like, what led us to go to the hospital, when, yeah, we got to the hospital, how we got set up in the hospital, and then the labor experience.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to lie, this episode was a little overwhelming to shoot because Enzo started teething.
Yeah.
And
Milo started training.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, dang. We have like two of the kids giving us a hard
time. Going through major life events.
Life changes. And we're right here just trying to go through our change. And
like just trying to squeeze 1 hour out of our day is tough.
It really is. So, anyways, I guess we can start with like packing the bags and everything.
Yeah. Like, how did we get ready when we knew you were going to go into labor?
Well, I know we had like a packed bag for 2 weeks.
No, but what did you do as like the mother, like the mother to be? Like, what did you do? And then I can speak about what I did to make things easier for us.
So are you talking about like what I did to get everything ready?
Yeah. Like even like just like physically or mentally or like, you know, with like bags or well, like what did you do to get ready for your trip to the hospital?
So one thing about me is that I literally look everything up on TikTok.
Yep.
TikTok is my search engine. So what I did is I would look at videos, like would search videos over labor stuff, delivery, and what people put in their bags. I looked at the hashtags for that and I started writing things down. So that's what I did. And it really, really...
Did you do anything mentally though? Like, all right, I'm about to go and this is going to be like, you know, arguably one of like the toughest things a woman has to do, right? Give birth.
I think I started getting nervous. I think the week of, that's when it kind of...
I was
going
to say,
because me,
like the whole way up to it, you were like, I was like, how do you feel? And you're like, eh.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, like, it's whatever.
But then I slowly started getting nervous, but I don't think I fully got into panic mode. Really ever, I guess, until I'm going through it and then I'm kind of like suffering.
So you didn't do anything like out of the ordinary?
No, not really.
You're just kind of like, all right, well, whenever it comes, fuck it.
Yeah,
we'll go.
I'm the type
it.
Of person,
I'll handle it.
When it comes to pain, I'm like, you know, with a tattoo.
You do have a high tolerance.
Well, I definitely didn't have a high tolerance for this. But
as y'all will soon find out.
I kind of like, the more I complain, the more it's going to take longer. So I might as well get over it and then it'll be
done. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
I get you. See, what I did, I was freaking out basically a month out, you know, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't know what to expect. So the only thing that I knew I had to do, right, was pack 2-3 days worth of clothes for myself and for you. Well, not so much for you, more
for me.
For me
it was like a bunch of things.
Yeah, for you it was like, do you remember what items we had to take for you?
Well, for me, I honestly feel like we were really lucky with the hospital that we stayed, that they really provided everything that these TikTok
really did.
Videos
shout out to them.
Said these TikTok videos said that you need this and this,
like you need pillows, you need blankets, you
yeah,
need
pillows,
this.
Blankets, a long charger. I think the charger came in handy.
The charger came in handy.
Yeah, so definitely a charger, and then, you know, to kind of clean down there, and then pads, and then my nightgown, which I did wear.
And some diapers, right? Like adult diapers.
Yeah, but they gave me all of that.
Yeah, so we didn't really need much.
Yeah.
We took what we could, right? Like, I know I went with pillows, I went with blankets, I went with clothes, etc.
I think the one thing I wish we did listen is the snacks, because you went to go
that was huge snacks and drinks, man. Like, if you're like, for example, if you're like me, if I could have gone back, like, let's say if hypothetically, which it will, very hypothetically, because I know it won't happen, we have another kid and I'm getting ready for that second hospital trip, I would take a cooler with a bunch of little coffees. Oh, I would take some waters, Gatorade, something to stay hydrated, and I would take a lot of snacks.
I completely agree. A cooler, that actually is, yeah, please do that. And then for us, we can't eat, so we sugar-free warm, yeah. Not worms, obviously, candy.
You were eating worms?
The sugar, the worms.
The candies, yeah. Like the worm version of the sugar, of gummy bears, like gummy worms.
Yeah, so they're gummy worms. Wow, couldn't even think of that. That's cool. Anyways, yeah, that. So definitely I wish we would have got some of those and water and yeah.
Yeah, because I missed all of those essentials. So every time I was thirsty or hungry, I had to run out.
Yeah,
get something and come back in a hurry just to make sure you didn't need anything anymore.
And we're lucky that like parking wasn't a pain for us, and because it was a pretty small hospital,
it was kind of private.
Yeah, and the gas station was right in the corner too.
Yeah, it was right in front.
So, and
there was also Chick-fil-A.
They just built it too.
Yeah, it was a brand new gas station. So, it was great.
We were really lucky, but I don't know, maybe in some situations they don't have a gas station.
Yeah, like, for example, if right now you're a dad, right, or soon to be dad, and your wife is about to deliver, or you guys are expecting in the next month or so, or whenever it is, just in general, take a cooler, throw some coffees if you're a coffee person, waters or Coke or whatever, because, man, those hospital drinks are expensive. Yeah. They're like $2, $3 a pop, dude.
Sugar-free.
You know? Take some sugar-free worms, like gummy worms or gummy bears for your wife.
Yeah.
Take some pillows. I mean, the pillows did come in handy because I used them.
Yeah, yeah.
And a blanket because I know we spent two nights there.
Two nights.
Right?
Yeah.
3 days, two nights.
They wanted us to spend a third night. We're like, haha, we're leaving. Bye.
Yeah, like, we're ready to go. Yeah, we're already packed.
We were so ready.
Yeah, it was hard enough for me to sleep on the couch, you know? So, I guess one of my biggest points is, like, have the bag ready a week to two, I would say, to be sure, 2 weeks before the due date.
Yeah, I agree. Also, we were really conscious of not being anywhere far away.
Right.
Because, you know, you never know.
Yeah, we didn't know. And for us, it happened, what, 3 days early?
Three days early.
So, I had it ready, a week before, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of sitting there.
Yeah, so like I went early labor because I had mastitis. But at the time, I didn't know I had mastitis. And boy, was it painful. Gosh. I was hurting really, really bad on my breast. And then one of the days, I was getting fevers. And by fever, I don't mean fever. I was like getting chills. I meant to say chills. I never got fever. And I was hurting really bad. Every time I cooked and I put my arm down, it would hurt so bad. I wanted to cry. And I thought there were early labor symptoms. At first, I got scared it was COVID. But then I was like, no, I mean, it's not COVID.
Right.
And I thought there were early signs of labor. And I Googled it. I couldn't find anything. I found one girl at an article. She made some type of comment. She said it happened to her, so I said, oh great, I'm going early labor. And I remember telling your mom, your brother, and your sister that I might go to labor that weekend.
Yeah, I think we had just talked about it.
Yeah,
and it actually happened, because I knew I went to go eat with my boss and another teammate like the Thursday before it happened, and they were asking me, hey man, whoa, you know, like, we're so excited for you. When's little babe, like, baby Enzo coming out? I was like, well, I don't know, but I have a feeling it's going to be, like, within the next week or two, right? And it ended up happening, like, 3 days after that.
So the reason I went early labor is because of mastitis, which I did not know I had at all. And I can tell you it was so freaking painful that, oh my gosh, girls, like, I really hope you can do everything you can not to prevent from getting it. And guys, if, you know, the girl has it, or
you should give them tips as to, like, what did you feel, you know, for the girls, or, and maybe tips for the guys. I can say, like, well, look, this is what I saw my wife had.
Well, guys or girls, right? If your significant other has mastitis, give them a break because it is so painful. It started with boob pain. I think if you're about to have a baby or you had a baby and you're breastfeeding and you feel like you have boob pain, tell your doctor. I mean, that's the first thing that should pop up in your head is mastitis. So I apologize, we're going on breaks. Enzo has been hard on going to sleep because, like we said, he's teething. I think we said that.
Yeah, you'll hear him on the background like that.
Yeah, he's been taking really short naps from teething. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, like, definitely the breast pain. I didn't get fever, but you technically are supposed to, and I'm so lucky I didn't get fever, but honestly, I did have chills. My body aches so freaking bad. Oh my gosh. And now it makes sense going back because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was early signs of labor. And when I went to the hospital, they're like, oh, you have mastitis. I, now to think of it, makes sense because the way to heal mastitis is taking bath. So it makes sense that when I showered in a hot shower, because
it felt good.
It felt good. And the next day went away.
Yeah. So, and then, like, to put things on a timeline, so we set up our bags, right? Then it was Sunday night, so we tried going to sleep. You know, I had to work the next day, and around 3 a.m, Rosie, like, turns around and goes, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this hurts too bad. I'm pretty sure I'm going into, like, you know, labor. Your water had not broke at that time. But it was just like her body was hurting so bad, right? And we didn't know that it was mastitis at the time. Yeah. We just thought, oh, damn, she's going into early labor. Let's get her stuff. Let's get out. Like, I even parked my car, like, straight in the front.
Just in case anything.
Yeah, just in case. Because, I mean, you could pop it, like, basically at any second, right? Yeah. So I was prepared. We took off. It was, like, around 3 a.m. We get to the hospital, check her in, go park the stuff. I'm in my car, get all the stuff to the room, and then when we get there and one of the doctors actually goes over to examine her, she goes like, oh no, there's a chance we might have to send you back home because you're not in labor yet.
Well, yeah, she said I wasn't in labor yet, and then she also said that because I have mastitis, she felt too bad me staying.
Well, they diagnosed you with mastitis, yeah, right?
And they wanted to give me antibiotics, and then they sent me home. And I was like, well, when she left...
Well, they wanted to send you home.
Yeah, and when she left, I look at Pablo, and I'm like, what the fudge? I'm cash pay. I'm not doing this. Yeah, I'm staying.
We're having this... Like, she turned to me and was like, we're having this baby, basically. We're not going to pay for more. Like, we're not going to come, like, pay for all this and then come back in 2 days and then have Enzo.
That's like a double hospital bill. What the heck? I wasn't going to do that. I was like, I'm already in this room. I already checked in. They're giving me antibiotics. I'm not doing this. So when she came in, I told her that, hi, like, I'm cash pay and I would like to have this baby. I'm having this baby here.
Like, I don't know what you have to do, but you have to get him out.
And she told me that I would have to talk to my doctor.
Yeah, well, actually, I think what they told us is because, like, they were already giving you medicine, so they're, like, talking to me too. And basically were telling me, hey, we're going to have a second doctor, your actual OBGYN, come in, right? And basically assess the situation. What are you feeling? Has the mastitis gone down? Because what they didn't want to do was you going to birth with mastitis, remember?
Yeah.
They're like mastitis alone is too painful, let alone also, like, you know, like, doubling it and coupling up with, like, giving birth. Like, dude, it's going to be excruciating pain.
But you know me, being me, I'm like, I'm already going through the pain. I'm going to go through it all.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember just thinking, I am so lucky I don't have to do this. I have so much respect, you know, and we'll talk about it later, but I have so much respect for women. I already did, but more so after I had gone through all this experience. But we're going to go on a very small break just because Enzo, our son is like, throwing
give me attention.
We'll be back.
Okay, so my doctor came in.
What was her name? What was her name?
I don't remember.
How do you not remember your OBGYN that you saw for like 8 months?
It wasn't more. It was actually for years.
Okay, for years.
Oh,
what's
Dr.
her name?
Dr. Dang, I'm sorry.
There you go. Man, I remember. I was like, come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
It's just...
Poor little Dr. Dang that in the parking lot actually hit my car. Yeah, so she, one day I took Rosie to the OBGYN and I don't know. It was super early appointments. They were like at 8, 8:30. And like I park, Rosie goes in. This, you know, lady rushes and parks next to me, kind of opens her car and like kind of dings my like side mirror. Didn't do anything, but just dings it. And I like Rosie comes back like an hour later and I'm like, man, this little, you know, this girl just came in and she's like, oh yeah, that's actually my doctor after I described her. So bad first impression of Dr. Dang.
Oh, but she is so sweet.
She's so sweet though after I met her. I forgave her.
I thought that was so cute. But anyways. So Dr. Dang had to go into the room and she had to basically clear it, like saying, yeah, that I can go into labor. Yeah. And I told her, right?
Yeah, so she walked in and like examined you, right? So you had like how far along you were dilated and how soft something was. I don't even remember the name. And basically turned around and like, all right, yep, you're going into early labor. You are in early labor. Yep. And so we're moving forward with it. And I think me and you were really relieved.
And I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, because I thought we were going home. Oh, I honestly thought we were going home.
No, I was not about to go home.
You just started pushing right there, right?
Nope.
We're having that baby today.
I did not want it. That bill was going to make me go on early.
Yes. And so that was Monday, right? So, and I think like by the time everything got cleared away and like Dr. Dang was there and said, okay, you are having this baby. I think it was like 7 in the morning, right?
Yeah, so after that, she popped my water. And I'm going to say pop because...
Broke. I'm pretty sure it's broke.
Break. Whatever.
Right? It's like, oh, my water broke.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my water popped.
I know, but don't they pop it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyways, that felt really weird. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, how did that feel like? I've been meaning to ask you for like
months. We never talked about it, did we?
No, because that was weird.
No. Okay, is anything weird anymore after that?
Well, I don't know, but...
Well, it felt like a splash of warm water, just like kind of like peeing, but not peeing because you weren't using muscles, if
muscles?
That makes sense. It was just
like fluid. You weren't pushing it. It was just random gushing down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good way to explain it, gushing of warm water.
Damn, that's weird.
That's very weird. But
I'm literally like, did it hurt though?
No.
Oh. So it just feels like a nice warm pad
a
down
nice
there.
Warm. Yes. and so it's
and this is the one
cartoons.
Episode where it's not during nap time. It's
during
nap time. During
awake
time.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're changing the title. Just this one episode for that.
Yep, this is... Because
this little boy is teething. He is just spazzing out.
Welcome to during a nap... Wait. During awake time.
Yeah. During not nap time.
Episode 2. Yeah. Anyways. So let's go back. So, so whenever
she popped your water, right?
I was dilating really good on my own. I mean, I did very well. But then for some... freaking reason, Enzo started getting really stubborn.
Yeah, it's like he was really active and then he stopped.
And we thought he was going to be born 4/19. We were preparing that he was going to be half Aries and half Taurus because something. Well, they're very quiet, calm because Ricky. Well, girl, female and male are different.
Wait, I thought Aries were sensitive.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, then I don't. You know what? I'm the worst person for this.
I know.
To be
I don't even know what.
I don't know.
My sister was right here texting me all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is that Taurus are stubborn.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so yeah, we were just preparing that because that day it was like half one, half the other, and I don't know, it's just the stuff I saw on Google, and we thought 419, this is what's going to be. And gosh, he got really stubborn, and then you know how they give you something so you can dilate, which is like that medicine or something, I don't know what it is. I was doing so well, and then the last centimeter or two, they had to give me that medicine or whatever it is.
Yeah, but hold on. You ran over a lot of parts.
Okay.
Right. So the delivery with the nurses was something like how they started prepping you.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm talking about, prepping.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. Okay, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. So they were prepping you, and how many? It was two nurses, right? Coming inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love everyone there.
They were nice. They were so we had a party, except for Rosie, but everyone else had a party.
Oh, yeah, that's on delivery. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like during delivery time.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Yeah, so basically I was doing well dilating then.
Yeah. Well, and actually we did run over one part that was important to us.
What?
Because this was our private moment, we wanted to be there by ourselves, right? Like COVID guidelines said that we could have had one more person there.
And I did not want anybody.
Yeah, me neither. I just wanted to be my wife and myself having our baby in privacy.
Look, I love my twin sister more than anything in this world. And even I wouldn't even want her there. Like, I think it was just such a private moment that.
Right. I mean, we're having our son, right? Like, it's the same here. It's like, I love my family to death, but, you know, I wanted to experience that with
and
just
then
you.
When you're there, you're always naked. That's so uncomfortable for me.
And like everyone acts like as if nothing. Like I could have been naked. People would have walked in and out like, oh, wait, what's up, guy?
Yeah, that was the craziest experience for me. The fact that like being naked, everybody's okay with it. Like you almost forget you're naked.
No, it was so funny because I would see you and like four or five nurses were in the room. And they were like checking you down there.
Yeah.
And like you were just sitting there looking at me with your legs open, like five people down. And you didn't know what to do.
Honestly, I got to a point though that it was so freaking painful that I didn't care.
You just did. Yeah. Honestly, and I think I realized when that point was. It's like right before the epidural.
Yeah.
Right. Because I know you opted in for I opted you in for the epidural. I mean, not to say that it wasn't your choice, but like it was like, all right, like if you need it, please take it, right? So like, don't let money be an issue.
This. I didn't want to get the epidural because Rosie is
cheap.
And I didn't want to pay for the epidural.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, if it hurts, take it.
And my husband is like, no, you're going to take it. And I was like, no, I'm going to save the money.
I'm like, I would have taken the epidural for anything.
And you know what? Going back, I wish I would have taken it the moment I got there because I was going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, you were going to pay the same amount, really. So it wouldn't really matter. Oh, whoa, another break.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back. Hey, guys. So we're back. Ansel's still awake.
And next to me.
Yeah, he's still awake. Still part of that podcast of, you know, during awake time with Papi and Mommy. But anyway, I think we were talking about the epidural and we were talking about how I basically opted you in for it and stuff like that. What was next? Like you took which by the way, the epidural was one of like the craziest things I've ever seen. Cause it seemed like to be what it was, like a 6-inch needle going into her spine. And I saw it and I almost threw up.
I'll be honest, I was in so much pain that I don't even remember how it felt.
I was right next to you, and it was crazy looking. It was like she brought out the biggest syringe I've ever seen and, like, poked your spine with it and then, like, inserted a tube inside of your spine and then, like, patched it up, and it basically came out of your back.
Honestly.
And then they hooked it up to some machine. I'm like, oh, my God.
Going into labor was 20 times more painful than
I know, but it's just for me as a, you know, the dude on the side.
Which I'm going to go ahead and say. Insane. Boy, that freaking hurt. There is nothing in life.
What, the birth or the
going into labor, like it hurts so bad. Yeah. I cried.
I've taken some poops
really
that were
looked,
like that brought a tear to my eye. So I cannot imagine what it would like to be poop out of a kid.
Yeah, so like it really did hurt so badly. And when the contractions, like, well, that with the contractions, I mean, it hurt.
Well, yeah, I saw it in your face. It's like every, what, couple minutes?
Yeah. And
every couple minutes, your face would just like lock in into like this just terror pain. And pain. And like, I cannot wait till this is over type of look.
If I could go back, I would definitely have taken the epidural right at the start. But my cheap self was like, no.
I told you. I'm like, look, we went in there talking about like, if I see you in pain, I would just make the executive decision to like,
yeah,
you know, like with your permission, of course, yeah. But like to tell the nurse, like if you're in too much pain to like talk or say anything, just nudge at me and go like, dude, I need it. And I'll tell him something. Right.
And when I took it, when I took the epidural, it stopped working, so they had to give me anesthesia.
Oh, and that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so, and then they gave me back the epidural, and I could not feel my legs at all. I was so numb.
Oh, we had to move them, like, manually, right? Like, I had to pick up, and the nurses and I had to pick up your legs.
So there was a point where Anzo was in the position where he... What was he turned? I don't know.
I think he was the opposite. Well, his head was down there, but he was facing up.
I don't remember.
Up or down? He was facing the wrong way, right?
The wrong way to go labor. So they had to constantly turn me from one side, turn me from the other, trying to turn him around.
Yeah, I remember that.
On their own.
They were like massaging your stomach, right?
Well, yeah.
Or the side of you to like try to get them to turn around?
Honestly, I couldn't feel anything. So, and then they had a ball right in between my legs when I was turned around. And it was like that for hours. And then at some point...
you were like basically on your side. Yes. And you had a ball between your legs.
Yes.
Right. So to paint a picture in everyone's head. And then like every, like I think 2 hours or hour and a half,
they would change
you. Into the opposite side.
Well, they would come, check, make sure. Like, but there was a point where I stopped dilating on my own. So then they had to give me that bag of whatever. So I could dilate
more.
Yeah. And then at that point, I think it was like 11. At 11 at night, p.m.
I remember thinking like, okay, at this point is one like 15 hours of her or like something like that, 16 hours. Or 17 or 18, whatever, at that point in time. And I was like, okay, it's still 419. Just watch this guy. And I remember me and you would talk about it. We were like, watch this guy be born tomorrow. Like, right at midnight where it's 420.
So we started making jokes about it. Because 420, we all know what 420 is.
Yeah.
And so I was like, darn it, if he's born 420, we're going to have to worry when he's...
Like 15, 16.
15, 16.
If that's still a thing 15, 16 years from now.
I'm sure it is.
Then we're going to have to talk to him about this stuff.
And his friends are going to say, hey, 420.
Hopefully his friends don't consist of a bunch of potheads, right? And like his friends are more like book nerds or, you know, I don't know, in the chess club, astrophysics club, something like that. They think of 420 as just another day.
I hope us as parents are the ones who talk to him about it.
First,
before he, you know,
yeah,
gets it from his friend. So,
well, like, I'd rather him do something in front of me than behind my back.
Yeah.
Right. So like, that's kind of how I was raised. Like, my mom said, if you're going to cuss, just cuss at home because I don't want to find out you're cussing from someone else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. And he definitely was born 420.
Wait, what time was it though?
3.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 40. It was like 3 in the morning. It was like to me it just seemed like 3 days or like it was 3 days, but it, at that point it was like what we really had been there in for like a day and a half, and well, it was a full day actually.
We were starting to get a little frustrated. We were like, "Are you serious?
And like, just come out, dude."
So okay, whenever he started coming out and. The contractions were kicking in. When I actually went into labor, the doctor wasn't there because they had to call her, right? She was on call. And I heard them say, hey, have you called her husband? Because she wasn't answering the phone. Yeah. I was like, are you kidding? I'm
like,
right here.
The nurses kept looking out the window to make sure that the doctor was like in the parking lot or like had arrived to take care of this baby.
And then there was a point where I was pushing with them and Enzo, they were like, don't push. I was like, I'm not pushing.
It
was
so, okay. So let me paint even another picture here. I was very hands-on with the delivery. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
you right? Were. Like, I saw everything. I saw my son be born. I saw Rosie pushing. And, like, I saw, like, the first glimpse of his head ever. Right? So, like, I was very involved. I was holding her That's legs. Gross. No, it was not. I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't. It was actually beautiful, right? Actually, shout out to Eduardo because he's the one that told me to do it. He
Eduardo
was like, dude.
Eduardo is my sister's. Lover.
Yeah, lover. he's the one that told me, hey, if you have the opportunity to, like, participate and see the birth, it'll change you, right? It'll just be this beautiful experience. I was like, dude, fuck that. That is disgusting. I'm never gonna, you know, like, that is just, no.
It wasn't very beautiful for me.
But then, when I was there, it was just like, it was like intuitive. It was just natural, right? The nurse was like, hey, do you want to help? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I started out by holding Rosie's leg and like kind of in your neck, right? Like I was kind of holding you every time you would have to do a crunch to
Can
essentially
we add that
push.
You had that little nurse top?
Oh, yeah. No. It was a doctor top.
A doctor top.
I had my own doctor shirt.
That was cute.
With a little baby alien on it. And I still have it. I'm going to keep it forever. I'm going to frame it.
Oh, my gosh. Can I add one memory?
Yes.
It was a misunderstanding, you guys. So I was in the middle of contractions. I was starting to feel it because the epidural was fading. And then she goes, Pablo was making a bunch of jokes.
It was a party in there.
Yeah, that's Pablo. And then she goes, dang, where'd you get this one? And I go,
what do you mean?
And she said, dang, where'd you get this one? And I go,
this one, like referring
my cousin,
to me?
Yeah. And I go, my cousin. Because my cousin introduced me to Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced my cousin. It's my cousin. She's like, wait, what? And I was like, no, it's my cousin introduced me. And it was.
It was so funny.
So funny.
Yeah, they thought I was a trophy husband. And they were like, damn, where'd you find this guy, man? But anyways, so a couple nurses come in. Rosie's like at the brink of actually giving birth to him. I'm seeing his head pop in and out, in and out, the top of his head. Right. So I saw his little hair.
Yeah. They asked me if I wanted a mirror and if I wanted to see it. But to be honest, I was such in pain.
And you were so focused.
I just wanted to get it over with. And it hurt so badly that I'm sorry, Enzo, but I really did not care.
Yeah. No. Well, I saw him enough for the both of us. Like I was sitting there holding your leg. And then eventually the nurse came out. Right. So I'm sitting there like, the nurse came out. The doctor came in. Like threw her gloves in and like just sat in front of you and said, okay, hold her legs. I'm like, okay, great. So I started holding one leg. I think it was your left leg. And like another nurse was holding your right. And like I was holding your neck too. And then she was like, push. Just push as hard as you can. Right. And I think it took like what, 4 pushes after that?
Yeah, because he was already pretty much there. They told me to stop. They're like, wait it out until she got here.
We were just pending for, you know, like the doctor was just pending there. And like and that was it. Seriously, like I saw Enzo come out. I cut his umbilical cord and everything.
And what is it called? The
umbilical cord?
No. The what he's attached to?
Placenta?
Yeah, the placenta. So I've read a lot of comments on TikTok that was the most painful part, getting that out. And it wasn't. I mean, it did hurt like heck. Like
I'm
it
sure.
hurt so badly. And then her stitching.
Oh God, I have video of that.
Oh,
so
gross.
I have video of you pushing. I have video of you holding my leg. I have video
so
of
disgusting.
Everything. Like I have the video when Enzo came out, like came out.
You are such a lovely husband.
I wasn't pointing it down there. I was pointing it at you. So it was like not down there. It was a view of you.
Yeah,
my phone on the window, just so like I don't forget.
All I do is criticize
it
myself.
It was, gosh, it was just like the your face just had relief all over it. Like when Enzo came out, like you can just see when he came out. Like you knew just looking at your face when he came out.
Ugh.
It was honestly, it was beautiful and I would never take it back.
It was definitely a great experience. It was definitely a great experience. The nurses were so amazing. And whenever they took us to the other room to, you know, kind
of... The recovery room. Or the post... What's it called?
Like yeah,
the post... Like what was the recovery room, basically, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it really was a great experience. And I feel like we were really, really lucky, especially us being cash pay. You kind of want to make sure that everything's good. But I don't have any regrets.
Yeah, I had a blast, honestly.
Yeah, I had.
Other than the uncomfortable, like, well, I mean, it wasn't as uncomfortable as I thought it was going to be, like sleeping on a couch. Because in the recovery room, that one actually turned to a bed.
Yeah.
And like I laid a couple sheets down and everything. So it wasn't actually as bad as I thought it was going to be, like the sleeping part. But other than that, I think I had a blast.
In case we have anybody from Dallas, we were at Medical City Plano.
Yeah.
And yeah, I definitely recommend them. I think
the nurses are amazing.
Amazing. They were really sweet.
And there's a Starbucks in there. Inside the hospital, there's a Starbucks.
Yeah, I recommend it. It was very beautiful. It was very neat. They came in clean. They came and checked up on you. And yeah, it was
everyone's so supportive there too.
So after that, they wanted us to stay an extra night. And at that point, we're like, no, we want to go home.
At that point, we already had two nights in there.
Yeah. And they were like, are you sure you're going to want the extra help? Because they took Enzo from us. Like, I was able to sleep.
Right.
And I was like, no, we were both just, we wanted to be home.
Yeah. But it also broke my heart because every time they would come in, like for like, at, what was it, like 10, right? 9, 10.
Yeah.
They would take Enzo away from us. I'm like, damn.
Well, that was our choice too.
Sure. But yeah. I still broke my heart seeing my little man just being wheeled away like that. But I know they had to check him and they had to monitor him to make sure that his lungs were okay, hearing and everything.
I just wanted sleep for a while.
Oh, I bet.
I love my little boy and I was very happy. It was an amazing moment, but I needed sleep. I was exhausted. Yeah.
You needed to rest.
I was so... I'm so grateful for the help that we had.
Yeah, it was amazing, honestly. I wouldn't take it back, and I would recommend people to go to that place
hospital,
just because,
like, sure,
yeah, it's amazing, and the staff is great. The doctors are amazing. Like, they're always checking in on you. They're always asking you if you need anything.
Yes.
And, like, it's really nice.
The only thing I regret is that we did take our camera, and we didn't take any professional photos of him.
The thing is like, I was so caught up in the moment, right? Because I packed like I was about to have a photo shoot in there, but then... Like, it happens, and everything else goes away. And the only thing you want to focus on is, like, the baby.
But now, looking back, it's one of my biggest regrets. So, if you guys have a camera, or you guys are thinking about, like, borrowing a camera, having someone do it. Because now, looking back, I wish I had good photos that I could make black and white and frame.
I do understand that.
I really regret that.
Yeah.
Which is why when Enzo, the first time that we got home... It was really hard over taking photos. Like, I was like, we're going to do this right now because I didn't want to go back. And even now, Enzo is about to be 4 months.
That's crazy.
And I haven't taken any other photos.
Yeah.
I'm like so being disappointed in myself.
I know, but also, like, we're adjusting to being new parents. Like, it's hard enough to even find time to, like, do a podcast. Right.
Yeah,
so like, let alone, all right, you know, like we did everything we had to, and then now let's also have time for photo shoots every single month. Like it's a crazy scheduling conflict stuff, you know.
It really is hard, but if you guys have the time to do it, do it so you don't regret
it. If you have a buddy or a friend, you know, especially once COVID is over, that says, you know what, you guys can focus on the baby, but like this friend can come in with a camera and just like take professional photos so that you don't lose the moment of being with your kid for the first time, but also having something to remember them, you know.
I agree.
Then do so. That's what I would want. Like, you know, I would want someone to come in, like maybe Nati or something, to come in and take photos as we were doing that. But it was a private moment for us, and it was something that we just felt we had to enjoy there at the moment.
Yeah. So when we came home, Milo warmed up to him pretty
instantly.
I think that was really
that was
awesome.
One of our biggest scares is like coming home with, like, because at that point. Evelyn, so this is Rosie's sister, oldest sister, came in with Elowen, which is her little one, right, which I'm obsessed with. And like Milo was so obnoxious and so like just wanted to jump on top of her and so, over the top that we thought it was scary for Enzo.
Milo is our dog for those
Milo's
who
our puppy,
don't know.
A little Frenchie.
He's our little puppy and he. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, so Milo was great, and we were a little nervous because with my niece, he was a little
mean. He was crazy a little bit.
He was a little crazy. So, yeah. But when
he was very territorial.
It was love at first sight with Enzo, yeah. And we were really, really relieved. And it was honestly the cutest moment. And I did record it.
So. Yeah, I have it on video too. Like, I know that was one of the biggest things my parents brought up. Having Milo, you know, in there. And he's like, oh, how is she going to act to the baby? Is she going to be jealous, etc.? But it took like literally 2 seconds. He laid next to the baby in the couch and just sat there with him. Like, he was so patient, so nice, so careful.
He knew that was his brother coming.
Yeah, he knew, so right? Because he had to have known that you were pregnant, etc. So when he warmed up to him, like, instantly, literally when we walked to the door, Milo was, like, didn't try to jump on him. He didn't try to do anything crazy or, like, bark or anything. I was kind of taken back by it. It was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, so with that, it was a great experience, and I'm so happy we were able to tell you guys about it.
But yeah, me too.
We're going to wrap it up, yeah. And we're going to talk to you guys next time.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.